In Massachusetts, the economy is growing and some companies are reaping record profits, but not all is going well. Look at your paycheck. Wages today are like disco and leisure suits in the 1970s. They're frozen in time. And if you don't have a job, you just feel frozen out. That's the case for about 65,000 people in Massachusetts, out of work for a year or more. The long-term jobless represent all walks of life, including those who seem to have given up on life itself, like this drunk man standing outside a job center in Taunton.
Are they doing anything to help you?
No, they're not. All I know is I'm looking for a job every goddamn day, and I'm not getting one, all right?
Then there are people like Reggie Jenkins, a man in his 30s, walking along a heavily trafficked boulevard in Taunton, which has one of the state's highest unemployment rates.
Since I've been out here, it's been about 17 years, I had maybe, I worked 2-3 years temporary agency from 15 years of living out here. So I've been working for about 2 years, 2 or 3 years, from 15 years of living here. And I do whatever they want me to do, you know what I'm saying? Anything to bake the bread, man.
And for William DiCarlo of Hyde Park, he never imagined he'd be in the same world as the others.
I worked at the Red Cross since 1993, and I got laid off October 28th of 2011. They had small call centers throughout the United States, and they decided to centralize them. And in my case, the East Coast was moved to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Relocation was not an option.
No, they didn't offer anybody to relocate to stay in the company, no.
DiCarlo received the severance, but it wasn't enough to pay bills. So DiCarlo, a man who believes that government should be shrunk, so much so he voted for Ronald Reagan and Mitt Romney, turned to the government for help. He applied and received unemployment compensation.
I think it comes out to like 50% of what you were making. So in my case, with the severance, it brought it a little under what I was making at the Red Cross. So that wasn't, at the time, a big difference. But in the case where your severance stopped, half your salary is gone.
DiCarlo says the only factor preventing he and his wife from losing their home is the tiny government check he receives, which runs out any day now.
Actually, it did run out, and they extended me, I think, another 20 weeks.
And how does he reconcile the check he receives in the form of unemployment compensation with his belief in small government? He says it's a matter of priorities.
You want to shrink government, but you don't want to shrink government that's going to put lower-income people out of their houses and things like that. There's plenty of waste in government.
William DiCarlo, the grandson of Italian immigrants and his wife, have lived in Hyde Park for over 30 years. He lived by the middle-class ideal, the notion that if you work hard, you can get ahead. Now he says he has seen that ideal fall apart for him and his co-workers.
I thought I was the only one that felt this way. You know, when you see your mailman coming, what bills are you going to pay? So you get your mortgage, you get utilities, you get your telephone bill. And if you skip your mortgage, then you can pay all your other bills. But if you pay your other bills, and you should pay your mortgage, it's a really difficult situation.
60-year-old William DiCarlo has been without a steady job going on 2 years. And here's the category of long-term unemployed that he falls in.
I really believe there's an age discrimination. When you applied for a job before, you would always hear back. Now it's just like you send an email, you send your resume, and you know they know your age. And there's people with higher educations that we have.
And Andrew Sum, director of labor market studies at Northeastern University, says experiences like this one leads many to drop out of the workforce altogether.
And that's particularly true for older people who've lost their jobs because there's a tendency for them to leave the labor force, and for very young people who, when they look for a job for a while and they can't find it, they tend to stop looking.
But William DiCarlo hasn't given up.
I am looking for any kind of job. I've done everything in my life, and I'm not afraid. I've worked in a gas station. You name it, I've done it. I'm not afraid to work.
When DiCarlo is not on his computer searching for jobs, he's commiserating with friends in Hyde Park or watching cable news shows.
I watch CNN, and I also watch Fox.
And on this day on CNN, a libertarian pundit is explaining why Congress should not extend unemployment benefits to the long-term jobless.
Unemployment benefits, when they're extended for as long as we're talking about 2 years, do increase the amount of unemployment. They discourage people from looking for work as hard as they might otherwise do. It's just human nature. and they discourage people from taking suboptimal jobs. And when we're doing this,
if you go to unemployment itself, you see all the people that are taking classes, you see all the people that are searching for jobs, and the jobs just aren't there. I'm sure that guy got paid for what he's on CNN speaking about, so tell him to try to go out to find a job and see how easy it is.
What if there's 27 people or 2,700 people in line for one job? Are we supposed to allow families during this period of time to have no income?
That question from John Drew, the longtime executive director of the anti-poverty organization Action for Boston Community Development, or ABCD.
It's difficult once you're on unemployment because you're not getting the jobs and you know there's an end to it. You really get to the point where you wonder, how the heck can I get out of this trap? So the idea that people are on unemployment, stay on unemployment just because they're lazy and can't find a job, flies in the face of the fact that there's no jobs.
But many economists argue that there are jobs out there, but the requisite skills are often missing. And many businesses are amassing profits and increasing production by asking more of the existing workforce rather than bringing on new hires. Those realities wear on William DeCarlo's sense of stability.
If you look at my financial, we have nothing in the bank, nothing.
With his retirement funds depleted, severance long gone, and unemployment benefits nearly exhausted, it's another day of searching.
I'm always on my computer looking for jobs.
And he's found one.
And I sent a reply right away, and I got a call, and she said, can you come down and see me? And I went down and saw her, and she said, can you start tomorrow? And I did.
Hi.
And here's William DeCarlo on the job. He's working as a crossing guard at the Westinghouse Charter School in the Reedville section of Hyde Park. It doesn't pay much, and is fewer than 20 hours a week.
It must feel a lot different from your last job, no doubt.
Oh, big difference.
How does it make you feel?
Makes me feel good. It gives me a place to come.
Well, you got a smile on your face.
Yeah, I enjoy being utilized by doing something. I enjoy that.
William DeCarlo, a proud conservative who relies on fast dwindling government benefits and a part-time job, says he never thought he would be stereotyped as a taker in society, someone not willing to work. The crossing guard shakes his head at the irony. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.